And welcome to Crypto Unpacked. I'm Rich Pasqua, and this is a weekly or daily update. It is getting kind of crazy out there, guys. Crypto is surging, and subsequently a lot of altcoins and Ethereum are surging as well. We are hitting, we hit $67,611 for Bitcoin just today, smashing all-time highs. Ethereum hit $3,650 just today as well. Not killing it, the all-time highs, but we do want to see that surge ahead a little bit more for your Ethereum maxis out there. It's just going to get a little crazier and crazier as we move forward. We haven't even, we're just, this bull run is just getting started before the April halving, which is really, really interesting. Just a quick note for people trading on Coinbase, they are experiencing network slowdown. So this is fairly normal. I just like to give a shout out whenever I can to let people know not to panic. And it's fairly normal, and they're getting things back on track quickly as they usually do. So, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk today about was Bitcoin Atlantis 2024, and give some of my insights onto Michael Saylor and Jack Dorsey's commentary. Tons of people there, including Lynn Alden and many others, some really big thinkers and minds in the space. It just was really nice and reassuring to hear them speak about the industry as a whole, and what's going on and what to expect. Of course, they don't have a crystal ball like none of us do, but they are leading this world advanced technologies within cryptography and crypto in general. So the first one I wanted to kind of just play for you guys is Michael Saylor talking about the influence of tyrannical financial systems and the effect of that. And this is something that we've been talking about quite a bit on the podcast for a long time. So it really rang true with me, and let's give it a listen.
When I think about 2024, 2025, I think about all these people around the world that are dealing with just horrific currencies and unbanked and the payments side of the house. How do you guys see that playing out in the coming 2 to 4 years with what's currently built, where Lightning's at, some of the technologies that are on the horizon? How do you see the order of technology, I guess, manifesting itself in the coming 2 to 4 years?
I think there's 1,000 different on-ramps. I mean, it's not one. Lightning is an important layer too, but there's a different Bitcoin wallet in every, you know, there's a dozen Bitcoin wallets in every country. There's a dozen Bitcoin exchanges. There's peer-to-peer. It's a different story in every country in Africa, a different story in every country in Asia. It's going to be an evolving story, and you're going to see people develop a lot of competitive layer twos. You're going to see people develop competitive layer three apps, competitive exchanges. Some people will be good. Some companies will move fast. Some will move slow. There'll be regulatory turmoil. There'll be a, you know, I could have predicted, like in Argentina, I would have said, at some point, Argentina will close the door to Bitcoin before Javier was elected. Yeah. I would have thought that they're going to institute capital controls. And then that election turned everything 180 degrees, and it went the opposite way. So politics is chaos. And then you saw the opposite thing happening in Nigeria, where it was 400 naira to the dollar, and when it jumps to 1,200 naira to the dollar, they're closing the on-ramps. They're closing the on-ramps to the custodians, but non-custodial solutions become all the more compelling then, right? Yeah. So I don't think there's one answer. There's not even one best outcome or need in one country, because it's dynamically evolving based upon the politics and the circumstances in every single nation on the ground. It even changes by state, by province, right? So I just think this is classic market situation. The one thing that will happen is all these currencies, as they weaken, there'll be marketing events for Bitcoin. Everyone in a collapsing currency is going to look for a solution. They're more and more are going to hear about Bitcoin. Then they're going to want to be paid in Bitcoin. Then they're going to want to download a Lightning wallet. Then there'll be another wallet. Then there'll be a debate about what to do with it. And then some companies will fail. Some will succeed. Some governments will ignore it. Some governments will embrace it. Some governments will, you know, roll around in the mud with it.
So, you could see that adoption just doesn't come from large financial institutions like the BlackRocks or Fidelities or Vanguards. They're coming through, will happen in more frequency through necessity of people being more sovereign with their money and having control over their money and becoming their own bank or ATM machine, if you will. Of course, you also need off-ramps to get your local fiat, but it is a store of energy for people, and it is one of those things that just cannot be ignored, and it is adoption through circumstance. So I thought that was a really good, really, really interesting segment. The next one I'd like to play for you guys is the little snippet from Jack Dorsey. And he talks about, you know, the beauty of blockchain or Bitcoin, I should say, and many other projects that are going to basically raise the tide, but also a little bit of sentiment that we echo on this channel quite a bit. And that's about knowledge sharing. So let's jump into that, take a quick look, and I'll give you my thoughts on that as well. So.
We don't have an announcer, but the beautiful thing about Bitcoin is that anyone who contributes something positive to Bitcoin, it benefits everyone else who is working on Bitcoin. It's just an incredible property. Like anytime Jack does something with Strike, like we at Block benefit as well, and vice versa, hopefully. And it's really just an amazing virtuous cycle. And if we could find that for decentralized social media and for more of these protocols, maybe it is reliant entirely on Bitcoin, maybe there's something different, but the fact that you have this just like virtuous cycle where the more people contribute, the better it gets, and everyone better gets better because of that, that's incredible. And I think it's there, it's just, we have to discover it. It's so early right now.
Yeah, so he's talking about the industry that's being built. We talk about it all the time. It's a very selfless environment, Web3, in most cases. Of course, it's competitive, but the industry, we are cutting the road right now. Big players like Stripe and you know, MicroStrategies and everyone else building on this beautiful platform or blockchain is help. We are helping each other out. Everyone is helping each other out. And that is, as Jack Dorsey says, the virtuous nature of Bitcoin. And I expand that to most, if not all, of Web3. So I like to share that all the time. It's really interesting. Now, you know, a little shout out to my friends and colleagues who have diamond hands. Congratulations. It's only going to get better. HODL, my friends, keep going. Be smart about your exits and on-ramps and purchases and how you store your Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as well. And a quick plug for the Web3 Unpacked community. We do have a new podcast that literally just released, or a new episode, with Alex Svenovic, the founder and CEO of Nansen. And that is a wonderful analytics platform built for the blockchain that unifies on-chain data with essential market signals. I've tried it right out of the box, right off their website. It works really great. And you could actually start to formulate your own strategies, opinions, and way forward for your own portfolio and defend your portfolio in down or bear markets. So check it out. Again, not financial advice. These are just my opinions, and this is meant for information and entertainment. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.